What's up, ladies and gents? This is WLXU 93.9 FM, What's Next Kentucky Radio. I'm your host, Mario Maitland, joined by my co-host, Quali Kaufman. We're back again with another episode. Here to break a lot of different things down, a lot going on in the sports world. 4th of July just passed, so we're excited to keep the summer going. How's your summer going so far, my man? I know we're in the middle of the summer, and, you know, August is creeping up. Yeah, so how's your summer going so far, Quali?
Man, I can't complain, man. I'm ready for this trip I got with me, my girlfriend.
Where you going, man? Where you headed to, man? Going, summer trips are always fun.
We're going to Fort Lauderdale.
It's Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it's just going to be us two.
Is this your two? Who's all going?
Me and my girlfriend.
Okay. So this is a little romantic trip, it sounds like. Very, very cool. Fort Lauderdale, nice. Yeah. Nice spot, mm-hmm. nice tourist spot. Yeah. A lot of tourism goes on in Fort Lauderdale. Have you ever been there before?
I've been to Fort Lauderdale, but I haven't been in Florida since I was a freshman.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, freshman in high school, so it's definitely been a while. So I think it would be great to get back down there. I can't wait for it, but mainly, you know, she's gonna get on me about this, but, you know, mainly I want to get on the vacation. And it's also going to remind me that college football is about to drop that Monday when we come back. But I'm excited for both.
Let me ask you something. Florida, you go to Florida. You a big seafood guy. What's the seafood looking like for you? Are you a big seafood guy?
Going
down there, that's where it's at.
Yeah. I'm a big seafood guy, kind of guy.
Crab, lobster, that good oysters, all that good stuff.
See, I'm a little shaky on the oysters, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of oysters. I'm not a huge fan of the oysters. We're definitely going to have to hear from the people once you get back from the break. We'll get our phone lines running. That way people can call in and talk with us and chat with us and let them know, let us know their thoughts. But, yeah, man, like I said, we got a lot to talk about today. Bronny James is probably, you know, everywhere you look. If you look up on any sports channel, he is the top headline right now. Making history, Quali, making history. Mm-hmm. You got, you know, first father-son duo in NBA history. I don't know if it's in sports history. I believe there was a father-son duo in baseball. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I think it was the Griffies. The Griffies did it. But this is the first one in NBA history. What are your thoughts, man, on Bronny taking the NBA by storm?
Yeah. Man, to get that amount of money, 7.9, 4 years, I forgot what age he is. I would say either 19 or 18, but, you know, for that young age, man, it's a lot of money, man.
4 years, man. Yeah. His deal is 4 years, $7.9 million.
Yeah.
And then he has the team option if they want to add him as an extra year on that, on top of that contract. I don't know, man. I know some people are saying, like, man, you...
I think you got it, though.
Yeah, it's weird seeing it because when usually you don't see that type of contract.
Yeah.
But, it's definitely weird. I don't know if you saw Quali, but Jokic, when he got into the NBA, he had a very similar contract.
Yeah.
And you know, it was kind of, you know, around that same range. Bronny has a little bit more, but they kind of had the same length of the contract.
Yeah.
But that's what it's looking like right now. I like Bronny, man. I like the kid. I think, you know, he gets a lot of bash in the media here and there. A lot of people think he don't deserve it because of his father. And I think he expects that, though. You know, I think he's like he said in the presser, he said, I've been dealing with this my whole life. So I feel like he's prepared for it. And, man, I'm just excited to see these guys, you know, get on the floor, him and LeBron. Maybe we might see them in preseason, see a little preseason action of the two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, what do you think – that Bronny can live up to these expectations? Some of these expectations are just like we got to understand, he's not LeBron. Like, he's not LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's Bronny. He's his own person. But what are your thoughts on just some of his expectations that people are saying that he doesn't deserve the contract? Mm-hmm. Do you think that he should have got the contract in the first place?
I mean, anybody that is, like, disagreeing or saying that he doesn't deserve it, I mean, I think they just hate him. you know, I think he deserves it. Even though it's LeBron James' son, but he's gonna do what he needs to do. I feel like he was kind of held back with the he obviously faced some adversity with the heart thing.
Yeah, and that doesn't get talked about a lot.
That held him back a little bit during college.
He averaged 4 points per game. That's the first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth. Mm-hmm. This guy averaged 4 points per game and he got drafted.
Yeah,
let's rewind though. let's remember that this guy is the same guy that. you know, went in the McDonald's All-American game, and he looked like he was the best player in the McDonald's right. All-American game.
Right, they forget about that, though.
Yeah, they definitely did forget about that. And I do agree in a sense, like, yeah, his stats are a little bit low for that, you know, type of draft, for a second-round draft pick. But then again, he is coming off of a heart, you know, a heart situation where, you know, he had to get surgery and go through that and then hop right back into the season and kind of, you know, perform the way he did. So you definitely got to, you know, tip your hat off to him, you know, with all that adversity that he was facing.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say that, yes, his stats are low for a second-round player. But still, he has the resume. He's done it in times where he was facing adversity, like the McDonald's All-American game. His first time playing in, I believe it was Crypto.com versus his dad's alma mater, St. Vincent, St. Mary's. So he's seen it. He's faced adversity and performed under high levels. And he's, like I said, he's been practicing and playing against the best, playing with the best.
Yeah, don't count him out. Don't count him out.
Since he was young, man. So, like I said, I'm excited for the Summer League. Yeah. That's going to be the real big thing. It starts next week. They play Houston. I believe it's on Tuesday. He's playing against Reed Sheppard, the number three pick, a Kentucky guy, one of our guys. What are your thoughts of that matchup? What are you expecting to see from Bronny?
I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to give him enough playing time or not.
Right. Does he play a lot?
Yeah.
Is he, like, we don't even know what that would look like. Does he start point guard?
Yeah.
Like, what does that even look like for Bronny?
I think they're going to have him come off the bench. Maybe give him about...
I agree.
Maybe 15 minutes, and then they see what he can do in that 15 minutes, and if he's balling, they're going to keep him in there a little bit longer. That's just my opinion, and that's what I think is going to happen.
I like it. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if – I doubt he'll start.
Yeah, I doubt he'll start.
I see him coming off the bench, and like you said, kind of get your feet wet a little bit. Let's see what Bronny can do. Let's see how he reacts out here in NBA Summer League. Summer League's it's serious, though.
Yeah, it's serious.
You got a lot of ballers out there.
They're trying to get on the roster.
You know,
it's just like the preseason with the NFL, you know what I'm saying? If you
have
to 32 – then
these are guys, majority of people in Summer League haven't been drafted.
Yeah. Yep.
And they get the contract where, you know, they get on the roster and they get a chance to prove themselves.
Yeah, they're hungry.
So we're gonna see this situation where you got some of his teammates on the Lakers staff, Lakers roster that deserve, I deserve a spot on this team, you know. You know, and then the guys that he's playing against as well, they're gonna be coming after him.
Bro, he signed early. He signed the contract.
He got a guaranteed deal. So he's like, Bronny is not going to be a two-way guy.
Yeah,
he's not
going to
be
not.
In the G League. He'll be play a little bit in the G League, but he's not a two-way player.
Yeah.
He's got a guaranteed NBA contract.
Yeah.
He will be on the Los Angeles Lakers roster.
Way before the dudes on the preseason squad?
Yes.
In the Summer League? That's so crazy.
Yes. And like I said, we're going to see that. We're going to see.
Yeah.
Are we going to see... You know, a thing where, you know, you got some of these guys on the Summer League squad that are outperforming Bronny. You know, what would that look like for Bronny? And that may happen. But I think the Lakers are looking at it from a perspective as if, you know, this is a long-term thing. This is what Bronny, we can develop Bronny.
Yeah.
This is going to take some time. We're not expecting him to, you know, burst onto the scene immediately. So I don't know. I'm excited to see what's the matchup's going to be, though. You know, you're playing against Reed Sheppard, the number three pick.
He's
going to
ball out, though.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm a huge fan of Reed, you know. And like I said, I think him and Bronny's going to be – it's crazy. These guys played against each other in high school.
Yeah,
I remember them playing against each other in high school in Ohio.
Yeah.
And now they're matched up in NBA Summer League, Houston versus Lakers.
Yeah.
Who you got winning the game? Like, what do you think the dynamics of the game will look like?
I like that dude from Tennessee that they drafted.
Dalton Knecht.
Yeah.
He's special. He's special. And there's that Bronny effect. He doesn't get talked about a lot. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't get talked. I'm really surprised, Quali, that he actually got that far into the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the exact number where 55th. He was picked.
Are you talking about Dalton?
I'm talking about Dalton. Dalton Knecht. I believe he was number 17.
17.
Number 17.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he was that still on the board. And Lakers, they looks like they got a steal in that one.
Mm-hmm. They're saying that he's like the like another Austin Reeves.
Yeah, Austin
Reeves
2.0.
Yeah.
He's tall. Did you get a chance to see it? Have you ever seen him play at Tennessee?
Yeah, baller.
absolute baller. Like, he can play. Like, I don't know about Austin Reeves, but he may have a higher ceiling than Austin Reeves.
He always torched Kentucky. It hurts, though. But
yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. He can ball 23 years old.
Right.
A little bit on the older side of things. You know, you don't necessarily want to see your first round to be that old, but yeah. He can ball. He can shoot it. He can, you know, he's a great three-level scorer. I think Lakers got a huge steal on that one. Huge steal.
Yeah.
We got 4th of July. Let's switch things up. You know, NBA Summer League will be very exciting to watch next week. But how was your 4th of July? No, I don't know if you're a huge 4th of July fan. You know, I'm not too crazy about it, but yeah. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you talk about your 4th of July.
4th of July is actually one of my favorite holidays.
Yeah, it's a good time of the year.
Yeah, because I always get to go to Richmond with my family. And we always do fireworks at my uncle and aunt's house. This is something we've always been doing for a very long time.
So this is a family thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we light up big fireworks. It's always cool to see.
Let me ask you something. Are you a big fan of just fireworks itself? Do you like fireworks?
Yeah. I like lighting them up.
So you're actually out there doing it. I've never done that.
I'm out there. Look,
I've never done that.
Here's the thing. With the little lighter, I feel like that's kind of shaky.
Okay.
You may need a little longer one because you may, you know what I'm saying?
You're a pro at lighting up the fireworks.
Yeah, you don't want to burn your finger when you're trying to light it up. And whenever you light up the fuse.
You're better than me, man. I'm not playing with none of that stuff.
It'll be quick.
I'm not playing with none of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not playing with none of that.
It's serious, though. JPP, he played in the league and... Mm-hmm. Actually, he was doing the fireworks stuff.
Did he get hurt?
He got a, yeah.
It seems dangerous. Sad. It sounds dangerous when it goes up in the air and pops. Yeah. I can imagine setting it all up.
But I'm not safe.
I'm not a crazy fireworks guy. I mean, I'm not somebody who's going to, you know, walk out of my house if I hear some fireworks and go watch it. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I might go to an event if you know, they have an event and you know, they have the fireworks show.
They always have some downtown too. They had some yesterday.
Yeah. They always got something. But, you know, I'm not crazy on just the fireworks aesthetic, you know, in general, you know. But 4th of July, great holiday. And I'm glad to see, you know, everybody had a good 4th of July.
Yeah.
When we get back after the break, Quali, we got a lot to talk about, man. We'll get into college football, you know, the new video game that's coming out. EA has put that out. It's very exciting. I saw a few snippets of trailers here and there. Kentucky was included. And we'll talk about that. And Kentucky's got a new commitment. I don't know if you've heard over the past few weeks, they're racking up the commitments. We'll talk about all that once we get back after the break. This is What's Next Kentucky Radio, WLXU 93.9 FM. And we are back, ladies and gents. You are listening to WLXU 93.9 FM. This is your host, Mario Maitland, joined by my co-host, Quali Kaufman. We're back again. This is What's Next Kentucky Radio, breaking it all down. We talked a little bit about Bronny James and his situation. NBA Summer League is popping up. Going to be very fun to watch. Fireworks. I'm not a crazy fan. Quali lights them up. He likes lighting them up.
Yeah,
so good for him. But we got another news. We got college football. What's the official name of this game?
College football 25.
So coming out, I believe the release date is July 19th.
Yeah.
You can pre-order it or whatever the case may be if you want to. But I'm excited to see, you know, what's it going to be like. It's been a while since we've had an actual college football, a college video game,
right.
A video game of college players in it.
Yeah.
I know you're excited about it. Talk to me about what's going to be so fun about this upcoming video game.
Well, I still play NCAA 14 to this day.
Do you really?
Yes,
okay, yeah.
So what I'm most excited for is Road to Glory and Dynasty.
Dynasty's going to be amazing.
They showed the video, 6-minute video clip of Dynasty, and I thought that was really cool.
Very cool.
They finally showed Kentucky some love. That's what I've been waiting for the longest time.
Did they get us on there?
Yeah, they did get us on there. I got to see the stadium a little bit with the little touchdown. This is where more so of like the recruitment in it.
I think I saw that too. The little picture of them doing a little touchdown.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that, what I saw, Quali, the big thing with me with the video games, man, I'm a crazy attention to detail guy. Like, I have the details have to be there. And what I saw in that clip,
it's on point.
Or that picture, very on point. You got the photographers on the sideline. I like that, and you know, colors look great, but the blue and white. I don't know if you saw in the stands, they had the blue section and they had the white section. I was like, man, this is. Like, this is really detailed. Yeah, like, this is a detailed video game. And, man, I'm excited for it. Dynasty mode should be cool.
Yeah, they said that there's, like, you can color coordinate with, like, which game, like a blackout. Or
Wow, can you? Yeah. Oh, now I want the game. Now I want to pre-order it.
Bro, I remember they dropped the news saying that it was going to make a college football game and it was coming back. And 2021, I see why it took that long to create the game. Like, it looks crazy. Like, it's...
For sure.
Yeah, the details is on point, though.
For sure. Details is definitely on point. I'm excited for the Dynasty mode and being able to, you know, I know they talk a little bit about it in the trailer. You can start from an upcoming coach or, you know, offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. Yeah, work your way up. I love that. Yeah. Like, that's very cool. Start from a small school if you want and go to the big leagues and the big schools. Love to see that. I'm excited for it. I think I'm going to be on the game very, very late nights, a lot of late nights
I said
on
the same
Dynasty
thing.
Mode and being able to kind of feel, you know, what it feels like to be a coach and, you know, just experience, you know, football in general. I'm excited. Do you think this is going to lead into something much bigger? Are we going to see more basketball, college basketball games in the future? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, this is just, you know what I'm saying, this is leading the way. This is like a door opening for us.
Yes.
You know, it's bringing college back. So I remember when we had college basketball also and baseball and so on and so forth. But really, do you think that 2K should make a basketball game for college football? Because I remember in 2016 or 2017, it was on my career and we was able to go to college and play in college. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I don't know if I remember that.
Well, so they had Louisville in there. They had Michigan State.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
This is my career.
Yeah, my career.
Yeah, so, yeah, I feel like they eventually will get there. And, it has to happen in the future. Because think about it. This is a big push for EA. Yeah. Now 2K has this kind of competitor in EA, and you don't know if this is just going to be college football for EA. Maybe they go to basketball, college basketball, EA.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what 2K does, man. Yeah. I know. There's a lot of 2K fans. They're the dominant. They're the dominant in the video games world right now. You know, they're more of the dominant factor, but.
Yeah.
Maybe we might see a college 2K, you know, return. Yeah. I know last one was, I think it was 2K8. College 2K8 was the last video game.
Like, I think College Football 25 is definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely about to put a challenge for other games like 2K and Madden. So it's, I feel like it's about to compete. It's about to, I wouldn't say outsell because, you know, NFL and 2K is nationwide, but
definitely.
It's definitely going to be one of those games. It might be game of the year.
This new EA game might going to break some records. Yeah. It's going to break some records.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the service crashed. Like, honestly.
Yes, yeah, it might happen. It might happen. Like I said, I don't know. I probably won't do as much online. Like I said, I'm going to be more in the Dynasty.
Yeah, offline Dynasty.
Locking in, experiencing it, and trying to win games and you know, do what it takes to, I guess, live out my fantasies of being a head coach or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But, I'm excited for that college football game, man. It's going to be definitely fun. Speaking of football, we're talking about college football. I don't know if you've been been aware, but the past few weeks, Kentucky football has been making moves. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Coach Vince Merrow's He's racking up the commitments. His latest one is Javion Campbell, which I had the pleasure of meeting the other day. What are your thoughts on Kentucky, you know, getting a guy who's a McDonald All-American guy, latest commitment? What are your thoughts on that overall?
So I actually seen this guy, this big guy, a few times. He actually played against my brother Brock. Against basketball, Western Hills versus Sayre. Very good basketball player. But what I found out news yesterday is that he was like, this, you know, saying he got all the FBS schools that you could want in America.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was that dude until my peoples told me his stats. Oh, yeah. He has 14
sacks, yeah.
14 sacks, rack age.
He just started playing, too. His junior year was his first year.
That's crazy.
McDonald All-American, they just kind of gave him the helmet, gave him some pads. He went out there, got some sacks, and, you know, Alabama wants him. Yeah. Ohio State wanted him. Florida.
Man, Miami, the U. Like, it's endless.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ohio
yeah.
State, like, you know, like he's a dog.
Ton of upside. Yeah. Ton of upside. Just started playing the game, and obviously he's having major success. And like you said, he's pretty well known in basketball as well. So very interesting to hear about him. You know, I haven't really heard much about him until I went to his commitment. Yeah. And, you know, I've heard how much of a big deal he is. And, you know, I'm excited to see Kentucky football, you know, leaning into their recruitment and, you know, getting guys for the next 2025 class. So very exciting to see what they're going to do this season. I don't know about you, man. Do you think Javion Campbell, how special is his potential? You know, his upside. I just talked about how important his upside. Yeah. What do you think about his upside? 14 sacks and
he's doing his job.
Record.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he's doing his job. So he's 6'5". So I think he'll definitely – he'll come in, probably rotate a little bit with UK because, you know, defense is big over at UK too. And they want big
fast, bodies.
Physical players over there that's willing to do their job. And he's one of them guys to do their job. So I think he'll definitely fit in with the trenches of the D-line. So maybe he could, you know what I'm saying, he could definitely look, not look into, but he could look into J.J. Weaver. Yeah. Follow what he got going on, what he does.
Man, I talked to him, and he has guys like Wandell Robinson under Wandell's wing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they went to the same high school at Western how, you know, good of a mentor he's been. Josh Allen, he talked a lot about him Josh as Allen, well. Yeah. So, like I said, man, he big body, you know, ton of upside.
Yeah.
SEC is Premier conference, you know, Power Five conference.
Man ball right there.
Yeah, and Kentucky likes to get the big, the big boys.
Yeah, they try to win a championship.
Definitely. So I like where Kentucky's, you know, I like where they're headed, man. I love the commitment by Kentucky, and I can't wait to see what Javion's going to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kentucky, we got some other news in Kentucky news. How about Olympics coming up right around the corner? I know you're very excited for Olympic basketball, but how about Olympic track and field? Once again, Kentucky is in that race as well. Sydney McLaughlin, very known. And then they got two up-and-comers in the Olympics, Alexa Holmes, who punched her ticket as well, and Masai Russell, who also punched her ticket as well. Shout out to Masai Russell. What are your thoughts on that? Kentucky just, you know, continuing to dominate that track and field, you know, aspect. And now, you know, they punched their ticket into the Olympics. We got a few representatives in the Olympics as well.
I think it's crazy. It's always good to see Kentucky alumni go in there and do their thing with the Olympics, basically showing what they can do. I think it's really awesome. I've been keeping up with Sydney.
Yeah, she's great.
She's definitely one of those.
She's fast.
Yeah.
Man.
I think,
you know, I got to say, Masai Russell is also somebody you got to look out for. I think people don't really know a lot about her unless you're kind of in the track and field world. Yeah. Then you know the name Masai Russell. But I think she's going to come onto the scene for this Olympics. And
how do you think she's going to do?
I think she's going to do great. She's confident, very confident girl. I got a chance to
speak. The track team's going to be strong,
speak
too,
with
though.
Her a few times on the pod. So, but yeah, like I said, track and field, Kentucky track and field, they're representing well in the Olympics. Love to see it. I don't know about you, Kwali, but man, Kentucky's, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, they're really making their mark on the sports world.
Yeah. And they're representing for America too. Could you imagine how to like representing for America for any sport?
It's
and
insane.
plus the track team has always been strong too. So just them putting on the addition,
yes, tons of track stars in and out of Kentucky. And like I said, you're representing your country, USA. Olympian is just being an Olympian is special.
Yeah.
It's just it's special itself. You get to represent your country, go out there and compete against other nations. You got to tip your hat off the guys and the women in the track and field, tip your hat off to Sydney, Alexa Holmes, and Masai Russell as well. I'm excited to see what they're going to do in the Olympics. I'm rooting for them, and I'm sure this entire state of Kentucky is as well. We got a summer trips coming up. I don't know about you. You know, you're preparing to go to Fort Lauderdale. I'm actually supposed to be headed down to Florida in a few months myself.
Where are you going?
I'm going home. I'm going home, man. I'm going home back to, you know, Daytona Beach and be able to get some things done, you know, just some little, you know, here and there things, you know, because I haven't been there in a while. So
How long are you going to be there for?
Not too long. Not too long. You know, I like to, you know, I'm pretty busy up here with the radio show. Yeah. You know, I want to keep this thing going, you know, and other things as well. But like I said, man, I'm excited to hear about your trip once you get back.
Yeah.
That's all we got for today, ladies and gents. We will be back next week, and once Quali gets back the week after, we're opening those phone lines.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear it from the people, and we'll do that once you get back. So I want to thank you guys for listening to us today. You are listening to 93.9 FM, WLXU 93.9, Radio Lex, What's Next Kentucky Radio. I'm your host, Mario Maitland, with my co-host, Quali Kaufman. We'll be back again next week. Make sure you stay tuned and give us a follow on all social medias. We'll be excited to hear from you guys next week once again.